Greetings, brothers and sisters. It's Pastor Bob, broadcasting live from our studios in the parsonage in the heart of Arthur, Illinois. Again, it's good to be with you on this September 16th, this day of Middle Sabbath, and we bring to you today a special three episodes, 30, 31, and 32. And this will do two things for us. It'll get us back into the right sequence of beginning every day with an odd number for the first episode, and it'll get us right to the beginning of chapter 16. So we're going to finish up chapter 15 today with three episodes. And let's remember where we left off in episode 29. It was the slaughter of the Amalekites. And the only thing spared was Agag, the Amalekite king, and the best of the sheep and the cattle and the fat calves and lambs. And they destroyed everything else, the Israelites. So, with that, we have the candle burning brightly, a nice, straight, steady flame today. And we have the monks singing, "We have seen the true light." Amen to that. And yes, indeed, the half-green, half-kava cup of tea this morning. Perfect. Little bit of milk. Got us all ready for this walk through 1 Samuel. So, let us continue our Samuel and September series. We're in chapter 15. And episode 30 goes from verse 10 through verse 23. Chapter 15, verses 10 through 23. It's called "The Lord Rejects Saul." So we pick up right after Saul has destroyed the Amalekites, and the Lord rejects Saul. Then the Lord said to Samuel, "I am sorry that I ever made Saul king, for he has not been loyal to me and has again refused to obey me." Samuel was so deeply moved when he heard this that he cried out to the Lord all night. Early the next morning, Samuel went to find Saul. Someone told him, "Saul went to Carmel to set up a monument to himself. Then he went on to Gilgal." When Samuel finally found him, Saul greeted him cheerfully. "May the Lord bless you," he said. "I have carried out the Lord's command." "Then what is all the bleating of sheep and lowing of cattle I hear?" Samuel demanded. "It's true that the army spared the best of the sheep and cattle," Saul admitted. "But they are going to sacrifice them to the Lord your God. We have destroyed everything else." Then Samuel said to Saul, "Stop. Listen to what the Lord told me last night." "What was it?" Saul asked. And Samuel told him, "Although you may think little of yourself, are you not the leader of the tribes of Israel? The Lord has anointed you king of Israel. And the Lord sent you on a mission and told you, go and completely destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, until they are all dead. Why haven't you obeyed the Lord? Why did you rush for the plunder and do exactly what the Lord said not to do?" "But I did obey the Lord," Saul insisted. "I carried out the mission he gave me. I brought back King Agag, but I destroyed everyone else. Then my troops brought in the best of the sheep and cattle and plunder to sacrifice to the Lord your God in Gilgal. But Samuel replied, "What is more pleasing to the Lord, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, or your obedience to his voice?" Obedience is far better than sacrifice. Listening to him is much better than offering the fat of rams. Rebellion is as bad as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as bad as worshiping idols. So, because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you from being king. Episode 30, The Lord Rejects Saul. Episode 31. Again, we're in chapter 15 of 1 Samuel, verses 24 through 31, titled Saul Pleads for Forgiveness. Then Saul finally admitted, "Yes, I have sinned. I have disobeyed your instructions and the Lord's command, for I was afraid of the people and did what they demanded. Oh, please, forgive my sin now and go with me to worship the Lord." But Samuel replied, "I will not return with you. Since you have rejected the Lord's command, he has rejected you from being the king of Israel." As Samuel turned to go, Saul grabbed at him to try to hold him back and tore his robe. And Samuel said to him, "See, the Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today, and he has given it to someone else, one who is better than you. And he who is the glory of Israel will not lie, nor will he change his mind, for he is not human that he should change his mind." Then Saul pleaded again, "I know I have sinned, but please, at least honor me before the leaders and before my people by going with me to worship the Lord your God." So Samuel finally agreed and went with him, and Saul worshiped the Lord. And finally, episode 32, the 15th chapter of 1 Samuel, verses 32 through 35. Samuel executes King Agag. Then Samuel said, "Bring King Agag to me." Agag arrived full of smiles, for he thought, "Surely the worst is over, and I have been spared." But Samuel said, "As your sword has killed the sons of many mothers, now your mother will be childless." And Samuel cut Agag to pieces before the Lord at Gilgal. Then Samuel went home to Ramah, and Saul returned to his house at Gibeah. Samuel never went to meet with Saul again, but he mourned constantly for him. And the Lord was sorry he had ever made Saul king of Israel. 3 episodes for the price of 2 on this middle Sabbath, beautiful day. Tomorrow we pick up right at chapter 16, at the very beginning, as we're right on the doorstep of the new king that Samuel will anoint. The Lord will identify, and Israel will never be the same again. But until then, may God bless your middle Sabbath day. and bring you peace and joy, show you love, and fill you with the power of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, before we leave, amen. Tonight is our Samuel in September discussion group. The link is attached to this email. So be sure and make plans to join us at 7 o'clock Central Time. Just hit the link and drop on in. We'll be looking for you. And now, amen. I'm sorry.